Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bring us in, babe.
Welcome to Coco Caliente.
Had to do that for old time's
sake. Wow. I feel like it's been forever. And actually, it's so weird to even be in this environment right now, like with the headphones and all this stuff. It's kind of crazy.
You excited to be back for an app?
Are you excited to have me back?
Yeah, I am. I want to see how good of a guest you really are. Let's see.
All right, have at it.
Well, no. So first, let's fill in our listeners. They haven't heard from you, I'd say, in Paris, honey. They haven't heard from you in a while. I don't know how long it's been.
It's been, I have no idea.
Maybe?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay. So let's start with your new new job.
Yeah. So if you know or don't know, I'm a state trooper still. Yes, I still work for the Michigan State Police. And I am with the, Marine Services team now.
And what exactly does that mean or entail or?
Sorry, she's having an issue with Paris who wants attention.
Yeah, she's on my lap now.
So we cover the entire state of Michigan. Our team does. There's 15 of us and we do recoveries. So in the Great Lakes or Inland Lakes, or it could be a pond or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And we recover everything from, unfortunately, you know, people to stolen items, things that are involved in a crime, evidence. So it could be a gun, it could be a hard drive, it mm-hmm. could be a purse or a knife, or anything there in between. So it's kind of broad spectrum of what we do. And we also do other things like, we'll do hull inspections or we'll help the Coast Guard change out their fathometer or, you know,
I have no idea what any of those two vocabulary words you just said before flamometer.
Fathometer. So it's like, if I'm not mistaken, it's depth, like a depth mm-hmm. gauge. Yeah, it's really interesting job. I've seen a lot of Michigan that I don't think I ever would have seen otherwise because we go everywhere. And I work with a great group of guys. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different world.
Yeah. So, and I guess for people who don't know, it's pretty dangerous. There's a lot of equipment, correct? Like,
oh yeah. I guess, you know, a quick breakdown is, you know, we most of our dives are, I mean, we can go, I think we probably wouldn't go deeper than 200 feet, mm-hmm. That you probably get a commercial diver to do that stuff, but anything above that, we'll go. And, most of our dives are 30 feet or less. And we have a tank, it's a 80 cubic foot tank, depending on the depth can give you anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half or anywhere in between. We also have a backup tank that's a little bit smaller, that if anything goes wrong with yours, it'll get you to the surface. And, then we have just a ton of equipment on us and mm-hmm. we can carry more equipment if we need to, metal detector or other things like that.
Yeah. So when he originally took this job, I mean, he was super excited when he applied for it. There was several applicants and then actually there were several people who got on the team because you have to be on this team for how many years? 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, so they expect you to sign up for 5 years just because, I mean, we went through a long training process and technically we're on probation for a year. And the job in and of itself is so technical in terms of, you know, we're not just diving, right? That's just, that's like a big part of it. But we also have a lot of technology, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, we have this thing that's called an IVER. I think there's only like 3 dive teams in the nation that have it. The FBI, I think a team in Louisiana, and us.
Oh, wow.
And it's like a $300,000 piece of equipment. Basically, it looks like a long torpedo. And what it can do is it'll scan the bottom of a lake autonomously. So you'll pull up a computer software. You'll put in the map of where you're going to search. You got the coordinates of the area you want to search. It could be a large area or a small area. And you set the path for this IVER. And then you hit go, you drop it in the water, and it'll take off on its own. It'll run the mission. You get it back. And then we download the data and review it. We've used that to find everything. It does a really good job and it can go really deep. And I don't know how to explain it to somebody without showing you, but basically you're not getting like a picture of the bottom. It's not like you see colors and everything like that. It's a sonar image. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you'll see the shape of a car. And if the shadows hit it right, you'll see the windows, you know, where the window should be. And things like that. And there's different ways to tell if an object has been there a long time, how buried in it is. Same with, you know, unfortunately people, right? You'll see the separation in legs and stuff. You know, that's one leg, that's another leg. Okay. That kind of looks like, you know, that's what it could be.
So it won't show like fish and stuff.
Yeah. It'll show fish. Yeah. So, it's also like, it's taking constant image. So mm-hmm. if a fish is swimming while, you know, you're going mm-hmm. by it, it'll make the fish look elongated. Mm-hmm. Or you could see a school of fish that looks like a bunch of specks, right? Mm-hmm. If the, you know how sometimes fish can be shiny, you know, so you kind of sometimes get a glare off of it, you know, mm-hmm. Logs, you see a bunch of logs, rocks.
So I guess the key for this is really being able to identify.
Exactly.
I feel like I could not identify body versus logs and stuff.
And even for us, it's hard, right? Sometimes because mm-hmm. you'll mark the targets and, you know, we'll have the longitude and latitude so we can go over there and drop a diver in. Right there, do you feel mm-hmm. that? Or what is it? You know, actually, another really cool piece of the technology we have is a diver-mounted sonar, right? So, yeah, I don't know if you guys know. I know. I feel like a lot of people know, but they don't. But we wear a full face mask, mm-hmm. right? So you're not, your face is not in the contaminated water. I mean, it is, but it shouldn't. If you do it right, it won't be touching your skin, and if it is, it's minimal. But you can mount a sonar on there, and then the people on the boat can see what you're mm-hmm. seeing underwater in sonar, and then I can also see it through like a monocle in my mask. And so I could be looking at something and they might be able to see it better because they have a bigger screen on board. And they're like, hey, I got an object right in front of you. I'm going to mark it. And then they can mark it and I can see it on my side. All right, walk towards that object. All right, it's coming up in, you know, 10 feet, 5 feet. Hey, you should be on it. What is that? Oh, it's seaweed, or oh, it's trash, a tire, right? Mm-hmm. Log, whatever, bicycle.
So you can communicate.
Yeah, we have comms. Yep. Yeah. So you can have hardwired comms or wireless comms. Just depends on the operation that you're working.
Cool. So yeah, no,
you sound so uninterested.
Do I?
Yeah. Or you're just tired.
No. I mean, I also feel like I've heard all this. This is more for the listeners. Oh, you know what I mean?
This isn't
my first time hearing this. Also, for me, this would be an absolute nightmare of a job. So I'm trying to and sound enthused, but apparently I'm not doing a good job. Because I know how passionate Victor is about it and how much he loves it. So I do, like, I'm so happy for him and I'm showing interest. But being in a body of water for me I'm so scared. Like, this has really opened my eyes and has made me more terrified of water than ever. this job has not, like, been good for my mental health, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, the way I see it, though, is like, so we don't, this is our primary job, right?
Yeah.
And so we give the part that I like about the job is we give a lot of families closure, right? You know, something happens and they don't know where their loved one is. I mean, you can be in a body of water, mm-hmm. a whole lake, right? How do you find somebody? You know what I mean? And it can be really difficult, and you have maybe possible point that they went in, mm-hmm. but you got current and you got a bunch of different facts, what they were wearing, mm-hmm. right? That can make them more buoyant. So it took them longer to get to the bottom. It could be, you know, you think they went in there, but that's the last time somebody saw them, but that doesn't mean that's where they went in. Right. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of different factors playing. So to be able to go out there and do your job and then do your job well to the point where you find, mm-hmm. you know, what you need to find, and you're able to give closure, that's huge, right?
And no, totally. And I, the evidence recovery is mm-hmm. something that for me, I can hear about that more than finding people, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I totally get it. I know how important your job is, and I'm saying someone has to do it. You're really good at it. And I'm glad that you are good at it, because if you're going to be spending time and the state's money in there, you better be doing the work.
Right. Well, and I understand. So if you know, the summer months, spring, summer, early fall, those are our busiest months. Right. Mm-hmm. And this was my first time going through that. And it wasn't easy for Nicole, right? Because we can go through a normal week and we're off on the weekend or whatever it is. And you get a call, hey, we need you over here for, we don't know how long. Right. And so we just had all these plans, and then boom, you're gone.
Yeah. So like originally what I was going to say was that when Victor took this job, I was super excited, not only because he was excited about it, but I thought he'd have more time with his family.
Yeah.
So go ahead and continue, because it's actually quite the opposite.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, you can't, how would I say that? Unfortunately, bad things happen, and it doesn't,
especially on fate, holiday weekends.
Well, fate doesn't care what you're doing, no. Right? It's not, there's no sense of like, oh, this is your schedule. You know what I mean? So yeah, I might work a regular week and then, you know, I'm gone for 3 days. And for a while there, we were so busy, that, you know, Nicole's getting a little frustrated, and I totally understood where she was coming from. But then I think I explained to her, you know, and just for the sake of saying it, we're a full-time team, and we have a lot of resources the state police is able to offer us. And so we, you know, we get a lot of time to train and a lot of time to go out on these dives. And so we're pretty good at what we do.
They train you really well.
Yeah. And so, and I'm still new, so I'm not, you know, I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I'm learning. Not all departments get that opportunity to be able to train that much and have those resources. So, when we go out there, like everybody, you expect to do the job, but when people look at us, it's like, yeah, we'd like your help. And it's like, okay, you want our help. We want to do a good job. So Nicole, you know, she was getting frustrated, and I'm like, well, look, if I wasn't your husband, right, let's say I'm just some other guy, you know, that you don't know, and then something happened to your family, right? Wouldn't you want us going out there and doing the best job that we could until the job was done? And we, you know, exhausted all resources to find what we needed to find. And that resonated with her, right? It's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So it's still hard sometimes, but you know, that's kind of how you rationalize things in your head a little bit.
Well, and because like they have to say when they're available or not, and he just will always say when he's available. And sometimes it's frustrating because it's like, wait, but you're not available, like, because you know that we have plans or we're doing this or, you know, and the plans, they might not be minimal. It might be something that, you know, is something that had been planned for a while. And so then that's like, that's when I kind of get frustrated, because it is last minute. It's all last minute.
Yeah.
But, and it's sometimes like he has to drive 8 hours one way. So he's gone for like 4 or 5 days. He doesn't know when he's coming back. And yeah, so like that can totally be, I think the unknown part is frustrating. But now I feel like it taught me a lot. It's a lot of independence too with parenting with Arrow, mm-hmm. and running a, now we have a storefront. And then also, I mean,
luckily that wasn't there when I started, right?
Right, right. And then the whole creator stuff that I do online, like everything, I just kind of had to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And if anything, I've just been able to handle a lot more on my own.
Yeah.
And I've been like, I'll spend the night at home with Arrow, which I would have never done before. I wouldn't even sleep before we even had Arrow in our old house. I'd wait for Vic to get home at 3:30 in the morning before I'd go to bed.
Because yeah. I used to work nights. Yeah.
I'd be so scared. So like, I have come such a long way and it's really pushed me. And now I feel like I understand a lot better. And you know what? And like seeing how much he like loves it and does provide, you know, closure for families, and not just that, but maybe like the evidence recovery, for somebody that hurt another person. Like, I'm so down for that. I feel like for a while it is like kind of depressing to hear about all these horrible accidents. I hear about all the horrible accidents in Michigan,
yeah,
with bodies of water. 'Cause I think how long you're at a body of water in like 20 minutes anywhere from Michigan, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, it's about 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of water here in Michigan. So, I mean, and then that can be kids, and it can really like affect my mental health. Like, I could cry right now thinking about an incident. So it's like, it kind of sucks to like hear about that all the time, but I will say it slowed down and I'm super thankful for that because I did need a break mentally. And I think it'll be good for you too, Vic.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, this is, and I'm not, I don't want to tell the story cause it makes me emotional,
no, I don't.
But it's a PSA that if you're out and about, or if you're at your house and you see a kid in a place that maybe he shouldn't be, especially if you know the kid's autistic. And if you don't know the kid's autistic, either way, if you see a kid walking down the street or in a spot that he maybe should not be, call somebody. I'm not saying go out there and grab him. That'd be awesome, right? If you're just trying to be a good Samaritan, hey, where's your parents? But
call the police.
Call the police. Just call. Say, hey, this kid, you know, he, whatever age he is, he's out and about.
If he's not dressed, if they're not dressed appropriately for the weather, like,
make note of those things, right? Yeah. Like, oh, why is he wearing shorts and it's colder out? Why is he on the road? He's like 2-3 years old. Why is he, you know, it's just, there's situations that are avoidable. And if you're just vigilant, it can really save a lot of heartbreak. And yeah, that's just a PSA that I wanted to put out there now that we were talking about it.
Yeah, totally. As a gift, deodorant historically ranks somewhere between novelty underwear and coal. Until Lumi, that is. Lumi is on the top of the most wished list for Amazon for personal care products. It's like a winter wonderland for your armpits. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else we get odor. No matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. And they've got over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it. So really, giving Lumi isn't like giving a deodorant. It's like giving a product that'll blow whatever they're using now out of the water. For confidence, they'll feel from head to toe, or pits to toe, really. Special offer. New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with an exclusive code. And for a limited time, returning customers can get $5 off their next purchase of $30 or more. Use code COCO5 at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. No, and I think like for me, so let's say like you were a doctor or something, and you could come home and you would tell me, I mean, there's all types of doctors, but you could be like, I saved this kid's life today, you know, like I did this emergency surgery, da da da. Like, so you're surrounded by like what you start to take in, like what you're surrounded by is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And like, I loved, like, before I felt like I heard more positive stories than like sad stories, because where you worked, right, is like,
well, we're really,
so anyways, it was like, it did kind of like affect me, like mentally more than I thought it would. And I know you for sure, but it's just like, oh, it's just hard, you know, like constant. And the thing is someone has to do it. Like, there's a job and someone has to do it. And I don't know. It's just, I would love if your job was rescuing people before they drowned. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, like,
yeah, I mean,
like, that's the thing for me.
It's a very reactive, I mean, policing in general, right? Because you're called when something's happening, not before it happens. But Yeah, you're right. I mean, when I was on the road, I was able to
be proactive with things.
Yeah, or be the one to handle a situation in such a way that you want it to be handled for yourself or your family, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're still able to communicate and talk to people, and cut breaks. Yeah. Or, you know, you just make, you know, discretionary decisions on the spot that, you know, seem a little bit favorable to the people and give them a chance. But yeah, this, the current position, and I don't want it to sound depressing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there is good in it. Right. And like she said, somebody has to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. I mean, I wish it was. But,
none of it is.
Some of it is, right?
No, because a crime has happened and you are finding the like murder weapon or something.
Or you're recovering a stolen item and you're able to get it back to them, right?
Have you done that yet?
Yeah, done that. Yeah, we've done that. We covered some guns for somebody that it was stolen. They didn't commit a crime with the guns or anything. They were just stolen.
No, I know. And that's kind of like for nursing why I had to get out is because it would take a toll on me mentally because I was seeing way more negative things. Cause obviously you come to the hospital when something's very wrong in the ER. And for me, it was just like, I'm a person that really soaks up what's around me. And Vic will kind of get frustrated if I don't seem like I want to hear the story or supportive or whatever, but it can be hard. Yeah. Especially for an empath and all that.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely, I feel bad sometimes because I don't want to. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing about being with the guys, right? Like
you guys are all kind of the same.
Yeah, we can all talk to each other and you know, put that on each other. And we know that's where it's supposed to be, right? Or where it might best be.
If I could pick a dream job for Victor, it would be Ace Ventura, pet detective.
Private investigator for animals.
Yes. You'd be so good at it. I would be so good at finding places to go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Anyways.
Thing with that, like, you know, and I'm not gonna lie, I thought about doing that stuff or maybe after I'm done doing this, like being a private investigator, but
for pets?
For anything, right? But it's different. Like as a private investigator, you don't have any policing authority. Right. Mm-hmm. You're just going out and asking questions or trying to figure things out. And I mean, sure, people figure stuff out all the time like that, but it just seems like it's just a little bit harder. Right. Mm-hmm. Just adds a layer to the job, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what'll be in store down the line?
Yeah, I guess.
But I like what I'm doing
now. You do surprise me because you've changed courses a lot since we've started dating. Mm hmm. So even the state police itself was a big course change and all like his idea and he did it all himself. And
oh, Nicole thought I was crazy. Nicole,
I just thought like, there's no way.
She's like, there's no way. And I was like, hey, I got to go take this test in Lansing, a civil service exam. She's like, for what? Well, I'm applying for the state police. She's like, what? Okay, whatever.
First, he wanted to do like DNR, I think.
The applications had closed.
Okay.
Yeah, it was too late. They had already.
Which that's animals.
We're that is protecting animals. Yeah, the wildlife. Yeah. Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah. So when he went and I think my whole family was just like, wow. Like, cause he just knew that his finance degree wasn't going to get him a position that he wanted here in Michigan.
No, not at all.
Well, where we live in the country anyways, maybe in the city, you could have found something more of what you were thinking, but yeah. So, and I think like that was surprising. And then, it was awesome. He got like a Caro and
which is the post closest to our house.
Yep. And that was really nice. And then, well, he was on nights. So that was like, okay.
That was a struggle for a little
3
bit.
3 p.m. Mm-hmm. to 3 a.m.
Yeah. Which we're lucky because, you know, a lot of posts do 6 to 6 as their night, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And that would have been terrible.
Yeah. And then, did you have that position all the way until?
No, I worked nights and then I had an afternoon shift for a while. Yeah, that was like a 12 to 12, which is kind of weird. They don't have that shift anymore. And then I was able to get on a day shift.
Yeah. The day shift was really nice.
And that's where I was for maybe like 2 years.
No, but I meant, I know your shifts changed obviously, but I meant that was like the same position you had, like the same job title.
Mm-hmm. Well, even now, like, my job title is technically the same. Like I'm still a trooper, like my position, but I'm just in a specialized unit. You would have to promote up to like sergeant or something like that.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's, yeah, it's been a,
But in between that, I'm like, wait, there's been so much more ventures that we've gone on. The hair cutting, he went to
the hair. Yeah. I still got it all set up in the basement.
He went to barber school.
This has taken up so much time that I'd like to get into cutting hair more. I miss doing that. It's actually pretty fun.
You're good at it too. You're very good at attention to like detail on hair.
Yeah.
I'll say you're good at attention to detail at work and stuff. But when I say stuff, you pay no effing attention.
No,
did you get the mail today?
Nicole, I was going to get the mail.
Oh, see? I asked him one time. That's like one thing that's super frustrating. You do not remember anything I say, and I cannot rely on you.
Well, you can rely on me, but it's just sometimes I have so much going on. And like, I'm thinking like a million things and then you tell me one thing and it's kind of, it gets lost in the,
somehow it's just the things that I ask.
It might be things that you don't even know that I was thinking about doing. You know what I mean? And I just forget that too. Depends.
Good thing I stopped and got the mail myself because I said, you know what?
I didn't even think about it when you brought it in. It didn't even cross my mind that you asked me to get the mail. I was
said,
like,
cause I had a package in the mailbox that I needed. And I said, can you bring, and you know what? Sometimes 99% of the time it doesn't happen, but I still ask. It's all right. I feel like you do have a lot going on in your mind all the time, but
yeah, it's always racing. But yeah, no, things have been good since I've been off the podcast. I don't know. People probably, they do or they don't, but I don't post as much. That's another thing. I wish I was better. I post a lot because you post with me. Mm-hmm. We do things together. So you're really good at that.
But I will say, like, for me, posting isn't a chore anymore because I've totally switched gears to be like more
in the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And less caring besides brand deals, which those have criteria and stuff.
Yes.
But like, a no makeup selfie is way, I post that now, whereas before I wouldn't, or yeah. You know what I mean? Like motherhood, I think itself has changed me mm-hmm. and you. And so I think we're more like, it's less stress and easier for sure. So if we do post something, we don't sit there and like think about it for a long time.
Yeah.
It's just kind of more so like, hey, I'm going to post this or whatever. And I think you'd share a lot more on your work and stuff if you could, but that stuff's like pretty private unless you're at training.
Yeah.
Cause you do like your passions, I'd say are working out, your job, and then obviously your family.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do post workouts every morning on your story usually.
Yep.
And then your work you post when you can.
Every now and then, yeah, when we get something that I can post.
And then I make sure you post your family here and there. But sometimes you'll surprise. He's pretty good at making videos, and he'll like be like, "Hey, check out this video." And but we really, you know how it is with like time. Like time is you just know,
and
running
I,
short.
I go in like these waves, where I can be all excited about posting, and mm-hmm. I do really well. And then something happens at work.
Yeah.
And then I go, this isn't important. You know what I mean? You go through something.
No, totally.
And then, you know, your headspace gets a little messed up because you're like, what's really important? Oh, just my family and just being with my family. Forget social media. I just, you know, just want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, I'm like, well, you know, I like sharing stuff.
Like lighthearted content.
Yeah, I like sharing stuff. I like motivating people with the workouts. I like, you know, I like sharing Arrow and it is a side income, right? So why would I leave the money on the table, right? Because that's helping my family. And then so then I'll go back.
Yeah.
You know, and then I start posting again.
Yeah.
And then something else happens at work and I'm
so
like,
true.
Oh my God.
Because you'll be like, hey, I'm gonna try for like 30 days. And I swear it lasts like 2 days. And then he'll be like, hey, I'm going to try for like 7 days to be active. And I just am always support, like whatever you want to do. So
I appreciate that.
I go through exactly the same cycle of like,
what does it matter?
Yeah. What does it matter? Like, how are people like, I want to better the lives. Am I bettering lives by this? Or am I making people feel worse about themselves? Or am I comparing, you know, it's just like all these things of what are you really doing? And like, Victor knows my passions are kids and
animals.
So like I need to figure out how to, but honestly, the income that I get from
use
for animals. So it's like, okay, if I want to have rescue a hobby farm and all that, like a sanctuary, I have to, this is what I got to do.
Yeah.
Grinding on social media and saving the animals in the background. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, right.
So that, you got to like, so that's when I'm like, Nicole, like, stop it. Like, you know,
it is kind of crazy, right? Because you know, as we go through those cycles, it's like, well, to do the things you want to do that are bettering the world.
Yeah.
I mean, money doesn't grow on trees. Right. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have the time. You, Nicole, wouldn't have the time to do anything with animals if you were working full time as a nurse.
I wouldn't.
Right. You wouldn't be able to be with Arrow as much as you do if you did. Sometimes I feel bad because, you know, like I'll be gone for a few days and then I'll be home for a day or two and then I'm gone again. And I'm like, oh my God, I just feel terrible, you know? So I think how we have it set up now, it's kind of perfect, mm-hmm. right? Because if you had to work full time too, that'd put us in a bind time wise. I mean, we'd figure it out.
I told Vic, like, if it ever happened where I didn't do social media anymore, like we would just figure out a lifestyle to live on his income.
Yeah. Like restructure everything to where we can make it work.
Because I think that's how, not that I do love like working and stuff, but I think I will work to an extent, but I would never want to go back to full time, mm-hmm. Full time nursing.
If you can, if you don't have to,
yeah,
you know, why, you know, if you can spend time with your son, you know,
that's kind of, yeah, that's how, what we would try to do, but it's like, cause I've talked about it.
But then
it
you
before.
Never know, right?
No, you never do know. Cause now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, maybe I'll be going nuts. I'm not going to commit to anything, but you know, you like to think like, what would you do in certain situations? But okay, ideally, I would love to stay home and raise chickens and goats and all that in the backyard. And like, I've been telling Victor this for like 6 years and he has not made it happen. He's actually fighting it. So this well, spring,
I know what the work entails.
I'm getting chickens this spring.
Yeah, that's a good start. what was I going to say? I've even tossed around the idea sometimes of being like, you know what, why don't I just do social media full time? Like if we did it together, right, we'd earn more and it'd be
for
all.
For sure. No, I bet you we'd earn a lot, but I'm like, no, that insurance, you better not let that go.
Right. And then there's that part, right? I know I'm getting a paycheck every 2 weeks. I know I got my insurance, pension, 401k. I got all that, you know, squared away and, you know, stability. Right?
I think it's healthy for our relationship.
I think it is too.
Us not to be together all the time.
24/7. Yeah, no, I think so too. And like I said, it's almost like, cause I'm not a doctor, right? But if you have a skill set where you can help people,
yeah,
why would you stop doing that? It's almost
really
kind of selfish
doctor.
Thing to do.
No,
you know what
sure.
I mean? So I'm happy where I'm at. I was, even when I was working the road, I felt like I was helping. I was the cop and I still am, cause I still work the road here, but, if I was getting pulled over, I'd want to be pulled over by me. That's kind of how I see it, mm-hmm. you know? And so that's how I treat everybody. And, I like my job.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't ever quit to do social media. Oh my God.
No. Well, then there's that fulfillment piece, right? Would I feel fulfilled?
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Because that's what I struggle with social media.
It's your fulfillment part. Yeah.
But now that I'm a mom, I feel like I help so many more people because I am open with weight gain or
struggles
with breastfeeding over the age of two, with co-sleeping. Like I'm just totally
like, what's the right thing, right? Like everybody has an opinion.
So
what's
I feel like
right
I give
thing?
Like people room to actually question things, be themselves,
or the even just seeing like you being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Will make somebody be like, oh God, I was feeling that way too. Mm-hmm. It's not just me. Right. Yeah. Opposed to, well, you know what I like is that when you post your vulnerabilities on social media, it makes Instagram what I think it should be. Right. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be the perfect picture, like just best moments of your life. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's looking at that thinking like, man, why can't my life be mm-hmm. like that? Just happy all the time. You know?
Yeah.
And so when you're vulnerable, it allows people to feel normal. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're like, oh yeah, I feel that way too. Right. Mm-hmm. Cause everybody has good moments and bad moments. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So opposed to just having a complete highlight reel of all the great stuff, you know.
Oh, no, totally. And I think, like, looking at other people's, and I don't like to follow people who just have that because it makes me feel bad.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
I think that I honestly don't scroll. It's bad. I'm like, people aren't going to like my stuff because I never scroll to like theirs. But I just, like, I feel like I kind of post and ghost.
Uh-huh.
And it's good for me, my mental health. And I think, since becoming a mom, there's way more passion in my social media. It's way easier. And I think when I get animals and grow our family with more children, it's only going to get easier and easier because it's not like a part of me that I ever like will feel missing. I guess mm-hmm. I feel more whole. I think with social media before, it felt like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do without this? And then once it kind of was like, thought would be taken away, it was like, hey, I'm gonna be fine. And that was like a really great moment for me. So for social media, for you, Victor, you just kind of want to like inspire people with workouts and mm-hmm. like what would you want to post more of?
Well, if I could do whatever I wanted, mm-hmm. right? If I didn't have...
I know what you're going to say.
What?
The Beast. Would you do stuff like him? Wasn't his name The Beast?
Mr. Beast.
He gives away money to all these people.
That would be really cool. Yeah. I would enjoy doing that.
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
You know, I would love to be like... not even on my... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not even explaining this well. So, you know the guy that created MySpace, Tom? Yeah. Okay. So he sold MySpace for some 500 and some odd million dollars. You know what he does now? He just travels the world and he takes pictures, not of himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just takes really beautiful pictures
mm-hmm.
and he's doing what he likes. He likes to travel mm-hmm. and he likes to take beautiful pictures. I would love to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? If we were able to just go with the family, I mean, I take pictures of you and Arrow and just like nice picturesque places, and I wouldn't even have to be in the thing, right? I would just enjoy doing that. Or like, I enjoy flying my drone. I'm not in my drone shots, right? I just like getting some cool, you know, I love doing that stuff, mm-hmm. right? So if I can make like videos and stuff, but I'm not on a time crunch.
Yeah.
I'm not on anybody's schedule. I'm just going out. Oh, I'll just fly the drone, take some pictures. I want to have time. I'll put something together. It's like, man, I want you guys to see this place because it was so awesome. Not, hey, look at me, what I'm doing in this place and, you know, what we're eating and the drinks and stuff, right? I would love to do that.
That's awesome. You know what? When we do travel, you should start doing like pretty landscape pictures.
I should.
Why not? We have a nice camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually like, I would love that. I hate being in pictures. So I'm like, hey, let's do this. No. Like, I feel like I would never post myself again if I could get away with that.
Yeah.
Because. I mean,
or any passion like that. Like, you know, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. He posts pretty random stuff, right?
So no, he's a big climate change advocate, for the planet. And mm-hmm. so on his social media, it's just pictures of like different animals or mm-hmm. different, you know, places around the world and what's going on there. And he's like in 1% of his content. I mean, last I checked, I could be wrong. Freaking Tom Hanks.
That's the guy I'm thinking of. He's like posts his shoe on the road or something.
Yeah. So
right?
he had a, and I don't know if he still does it, but he has this fascination with like a glove, right? Oh, so if there's like a glove by itself, you know, he'll take a picture and post that on his Instagram
mm-hmm.
and it'll be littered with pictures of, you know, single gloves like left behind mm-hmm. or something like that. It's a weird, you know.
So I feel like that, though, it makes sense because those people, not that specifically makes sense with the glove, but these people have a career, the social media they're not depending on for any source of income or any like
pure enjoyment,
popularity or it, that what you're saying out of this is all these people that kind of inspire you, they're not relying on social media for money.
Exactly.
And so I think that changes a lot of things because... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a good perspective because for us, like some income is in social media.
Validation,
so,
right?
Yeah. And we have to kind of be in it. Like if I just post saving animals every day, I probably would annoy people. And
well,
like, you know what I mean?
You know,
but ideally that would like be best for my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So there comes a time when you make that decision of like, are you doing what you want to be doing and sharing what you want to be sharing? Who knew that a better pillowcase is all you need for better sleep? Let's talk about staying cool throughout the night and waking up with hydrated skin and hair. We got Blissey pillowcases and they are amazing. I love them, like staying cool, helping me stay cool through the night because I'm a super hot sleeper where I always even open windows when it's snowing out. So anyways, it's time to upgrade your sleep with Blissey's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. The holidays are just around the corner, and if you're looking for the best gift you can give, look no further than a Blissey silk pillowcase. Silk is honestly the most luxurious gift to give your friends or family. These are the perfect gift for any occasion. Plus, it comes in gift-ready packaging that they will definitely love, so you can give yourself the gift of Blissey today, and you'll want one for every room of the house. So the benefits are that Blissey silk pillowcases are temperature regulating and have naturally insulating properties. So if you sweat or overheat while you sleep, Blissey is for you. And on top of that, it's good for your hair because it reduces frizz and tangles and prevents hair breakage. It also keeps the moisture in your hair and keeps your skincare products and natural moisture on your skin because silk does not absorb the moisture off your face. So you can say goodbye to wrinkles, dry, flaky, and red skin in the morning and wake up with healthier hair. They're also washable and hypoallergenic. So Blissey silk pillowcases are the best silk pillowcases on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because they have an option for literally everyone. Men love them too. They have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissey.com/coco and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/coco and use code COCO to get an additional 30% off. Give yourself the gift of a good night's sleep with Blissey. Well, I didn't plan on talking about social media, but I feel like you and I always do because it is a huge part of our relationship and our marriage.
Yeah.
We met on a TV show. We mm-hmm. went on The Amazing Race together.
Which,
we got engaged on a show.
Crazy turn of events. Amazing Race is on Netflix.
I guess our season is.
Yeah, there's
like
only
watching
two
seasons.
Stop. How long ago has it been? It hasn't been terribly long. How long ago was that?
I don't know, 5 years, 4 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's been 5 years. It's been 5 years because it aired a year after we were actually did it. Yeah, so watching it is actually pretty interesting. And then seeing, I don't remember watching it the first time we watched it.
Yeah.
Just cause everything was so crazy and actually we were podcasting at the time and all that. But just seeing it now is just, and I can relax and I have no, cause it's not airing like live, you know, and just watch and laugh and kind of relive some of those moments, you know, it is kind of cool. It's kind of cool. And to think that we did that is kind of wild.
Yeah. It was so fast. I don't remember it. It's like a different lifetime.
It's a blur.
Me.
Yeah.
It's like a blur.
Even watching some of that stuff now and thinking, oh yeah, that happened. Right. Like, oh, that's crazy.
And that's too bad that it all had to happen so fast. Cause we traveled the world, but I have no pictures, memories. I do have me running around like a crazy person on a TV show that I can't watch because it's a little bit like, I still get angry about us not making it to like the finals.
I know.
But
I still think if anybody from Amazing Race cat or like behind the scenes people are listening, just give them like a disposable camera so they can take pictures at different points in the race that they want. And then you can give them another one if they run out and just don't develop them until the show airs and then you can send it to them.
Yeah, that's like the best idea
because
ever. And then
it just
take
sucks
it out
that,
of our,
you know,
our
oh, I think everybody would say, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, why not? You know?
Yeah, that's the only thing that stinks. I think you and I have like one picture.
Yeah, one really good picture.
One really good picture that a producer took on his phone, which that was really nice of him.
And every time I see myself on there, I just think about how sweaty, like we were everywhere. There's not one place where you didn't finish and you're like, even when we're like, you know, cleaning fish and stuff. I'm like, man, that was so nasty. You know, everything was so dirty. Like the one that I just saw, we had stacked some logs in like Uganda and we were running through the mud. And when she said, yeah, you're good. Like, okay, good job. I high-fived you and I looked at myself and I'm like covered in mud. I was like, ugh. And then we still had to go do one more thing. I think we got in a car crash. They didn't show that. Remember we got in a car crash?
Yes.
And the guy was trying to
pay more money.
Pay a ton of money and we didn't have, I'm like, I don't have that money. Like, what are you trying to, people try to scam you overseas like that, right? Especially you see the cameras and everything, but they don't know that we only have a limited amount of money because we're racing, right? We're just participants in the show.
And we actually, our driver hit another another race car.
Yeah.
Like somebody in the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
His car. Yeah.
I don't even remember who they were, but
I think if it was Eliza. No, I don't know if it was or not, but I remember them saying, "You hit us." I'm like, we were driving. The traffic was crazy.
Yeah.
No, so that's really cool. So yeah, it's just like our whole relationship, I guess, has been kind of like in the, not like so much in the spotlight, but it's been public. And for Victor having like this kind of like job that's kind of secret and stuff, I think it's really good for us in our relationship and for him. Mm-hmm. And also us living in the country and kind of doing like little things that, you know, privacy things. I think that's good for us too.
Oh yeah, I think so. And man, it's just, God, we had a ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like just, and we still are. Mm-hmm. But when you, even this podcast, remember we traveled all those places?
We lost so much money. We're just like going all these places thinking we're like, oh, we're so cool. We're going to podcast with all these people.
You know what we did though? We
traveled.
Well, we traveled. We got a lot of experiences out of it. We learned a lot about the podcast side of stuff. And we really did promote the podcast really well.
Yeah.
That was marketing, you know, but man, that was, where did we go? Went to New York, Colorado, California. Or else I feel like we went somewhere else.
Oh, for sure. Did we take it down to Florida somehow and do
something? Yeah, we did.
New York. Oh, did you say New York?
Yeah, New York.
Yeah. I mean, we were like booked all
the time. Like Nashville or something too.
We did.
Yeah, we did. Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah. And a wedding planner down there.
Uh-huh. Gosh, yeah, that was something. That was weird. We didn't have any, you know, we didn't have a kid. And
you know what? In those days, it's just like how much has changed. Like we're just literally traveling around.
Where did the time go? At that time, I thought we had no time.
I know.
At that time. And now I feel like I really have no time.
And then I feel like in 20 years, we're going to feel like we really have no time. Or do you think it'll slow down?
No, I think we're going to be like, wow, we have all the time in the world now. Right? Be retired, the kids out of the house. And it's like, whoa, now I got to fill my time. Right? Well, or fill it with everything that you got to do around the house.
Or with the kids, probably.
Yeah. Traveling, seeing what they're doing or
they're
college games.
They're not
going to
be living super far away though.
You don't know.
Oh my. See, this is, I married the wrong man. This guy is going to be,
I'm not going to
go ahead and go here.
Okay.
No.
All I'm saying is I'm not going to push them to go out of state or anything like that or far away, but I will support their decision if they want to do that. I'm not going to make them feel bad for wanting to explore. That's how I think about it.
Okay. I agree with that and I will not be doing that either, but you also
but you want to.
Well, no, it's just, I don't know.
I know what you mean. And yeah,
you have just like the most carefree attitude.
That's
like
why we're perfect for each other. It's a good balance there, because you're so absolutely not, and I'm so it's no big deal.
Okay, about some things. you're a good talker because you will talk for me when I don't want to, and I love bringing you to places. But yeah, no, we are a good balance for each other, but I need you to be on my side with this, with the children. I will be out there with my chickens and be crying if all my kids leave.
No.
All my kids. I only have one so far.
All of them. Every single one of them.
Oh.
God, that's funny. Man, Arrow is growing up fast.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. He says he doesn't have an off switch. Like he
no,
just
he doesn't.
Little guy just keeps on and then he'll say stuff that like, when did he learn that? Right?
Exactly. In the appropriate time to use it. Me and my mom talk about that. We're like, how does he know what that word is or how to use it in a sentence?
Cause sometimes I feel like he learned this part of the sentence here with us. And then he learned the other part, like watching, you know, a TV show or something. And then next thing you know, he puts it all together and like, you know, Dad, stay here. I'm going to go put this away.
Yep.
Stay here. Don't go anywhere as he's walking away. All right, I'm done. And I'm back. You know, sit with me and play.
It's like, because I think I
should. Like, whoa.
He'll shake his finger too, like on appropriate times. Like, oh man, it's so funny. Yeah, he's really, really smart with using vocabulary and words. And
God.
He knows also what he can get out of every person.
Well, and you know what I was thinking too? I was like, you know, people say, oh my God, he's so smart. Like he talks so much. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what did we do? In reality, we really didn't do anything. We were just
there
the best we can. We were there. We're just talking to him. I was always a big advocate, and I still am, of talking to him like an adult, right? So he's using the proper words. But even then, it's like, that's crazy. Because it's not like we're every day like, okay, this is the word. This is happy. This mm-hmm. is the face happy. This is sad. This is the face sad. But no, when he's sad, you hear him go, oh man. And he like drops his head and slumps his shoulders and walks away. It's like, oh man. It's like,
and I do, I will say that I think us and then my mom being around all the time, I think just conversations
picks up everything
with, yeah. And what's crazy is he said his ABCs the other day, like a day before you got home from Florida. And I was like, who taught you those? Like, I never sat down with him and was like, okay, let's learn our ABCs. He just knows them. I'm like, man, that's a bad mom. I've never like taught him his ABCs, but I'm like, but for me, I don't think like pretty much all kids will know their colors, their ABCs, how to spell their name by a certain age. Right. Cause that's like, it just comes with the territory of getting older. It's not like, to me, it's not super impressive,
but
it's like the kindness and like the emotional intelligence that I feel like I'm teaching him that impresses me. That's like, wow. Yeah. Like you can understand like that the dog's sad, or you can, I feel like those are the qualities, not like, okay, we have to learn all this, like, objective mm-hmm. things. It's more subjective for me. And when he learns the objective things, I'm like, wow, good job, buddy. Like, where'd you learn that? And I think it was ABC Mouse, but the ABCs, but
hey, we've sang the ABCs with him here and there.
Yeah,
but yeah, we didn't go through each letter. Like my mom, this is B, this is C. Yeah, I know what you mean. I get what you're
saying. When he even says them, he like clumps them together. Like it's cute. Like little mental P, you know, like, okay. Yeah. So he just hears us singing them here and there, but he, I don't know. It's really impressive is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy to have a kid.
It is, right?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And so your friends, some have kids, some don't, huh?
Yeah, some have kids. My good friend Cuba, he has one and one on the way. Marino, no kids. Some guys a guy on the dive team right now, he's on paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really happy for him. And another guy on the dive team is going to have twins. So really happy for them too, which... I got to add, the guy that just had the baby, I didn't see a registry or anything for. I got to message him. Like, we need to get him a gift.
Is that their first baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they definitely had a registry, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he never told us anything about it. Maybe he was like, oh, I don't want to say anything, make him feel like they have to. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I got to ask him about that.
I'm pretty good at picking out baby clothes, though.
I was just going to, or you can just pick something out and I can mail it to him, you know, or drop it off at his house one day.
Yeah, if you tell me if it's a boy or girl.
Okay, it's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old he is?
Well, he's just born, so he's only maybe a couple weeks old.
Oh, so he's a baby baby.
He's a baby baby, yeah. Really cute.
Fun.
What else? What else do you got for me as your guest today?
I'm just rolling here, man. So, do you want to have more kids?
I do. It's you know, I was thinking about that. Arrow just happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't trying. We weren't preventing. But we weren't like, we're going to have a baby. And I feel like now we're kind of more trying.
Yeah, for sure. For a year.
And it's like, maybe we should not try. And just...
I have been not trying for like 6 months. I stopped tracking my ovulation and everything because I'm like, it's too stressful.
It really is. It really is. I mean, I feel like, you know, it'll happen when it's meant to happen and it's out of our control, right? So.
I don't know. I'm about to go get tested to see what's up. Make you get tested, maybe see what's up there. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird. It's so weird how, like, you weren't.
Well, and it happens in reverse all the time too, right? Yeah. You don't, you know, all the years that you're trying. Paris, what is wrong? All the years that you're trying and all this stuff and doing in vitro and everything. And they finally, you know, maybe do in vitro and have a kid. And then
they get pregnant on their own.
They get pregnant on their own. Yeah.
Or adopt and they get pregnant on their own.
Exactly. All those scenarios have happened like a lot. Right. So, I know there has to be something to it.
So how are you? I'm going to ask a couple questions that I feel like I see people say on Instagram.
Okay. Bring up. Yeah, go for it.
So how are you adjusting? I mean, you've been to Michigan for how long and people
like
are still
6-7 years
still are concerned with how are you adjusting?
Help me. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, it's been great. I feel like I've grown a lot. I feel like I've learned a lot of things that I otherwise wouldn't have known just because of where we live and people do a lot of things themselves. You know, your dad has taught me a lot. And I've learned a lot just on my own. Especially now with the property that we have, right? There's a lot more to be done. It's constant. You know, I was even thinking about the other day, I was like, man, I should probably learn like some basic electrical stuff. Like, cause I know we got to change that dimmer on that switch right there. The lights have been better, but we need to change
that one.
Yeah. But that I talked to an electrician and he's like, hey, you want to do it or you want me to do it? I told him to do it. He didn't show up and I wasn't going to call him again. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just try it myself.
Oh, geez, Louise.
So, but you know, minor electrical, but I don't know. It's been good. It's been good. And I like being out here. It's peaceful. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I just went to Florida and then I went to Puerto Rico and, and
yeah, you've been traveling to see your family quite a bit.
And that's been great. Yeah. I really,
maybe tell people about that too, because I think they get curious on how often you get to see your family. So you went to Puerto Rico not too long ago.
Yeah. It wasn't terribly long ago. And that was, man, I can't remember exactly when that was. September. Okay. That was in September, October, November. So now I'm seeing him again. So it's not normally that fast. That was a quick turnaround, but we had already planned that a while out. I get to see him at least a couple times a year, if not several times a year, right? Between them coming up here too. I'm happy with it. I'm very happy with how often I get to see my family. But we're also used to being separate, right? Like, you know, my sister's been living in Florida for years. My parents now live in Puerto Rico, but they used to live in Louisiana and then I lived in California and you know what I mean? So
it's common. Like
it's common for us.
It's not like a huge change.
No. And you know, my dad was in the Navy, so he was used to doing that because he was for 20 years, was everywhere except Puerto Rico where he's from. And so we just kind of got used to that lifestyle. So no, but I really do like being up here. So, what I was saying is when I go travel or when we go travel, like when we go to Florida and stuff, you know, you go from this quiet area, space, you know, you go to beautiful places, but I think our property is really beautiful. And then you go to like a city and then there's traffic and then there's a ton of people and places are crowded and, you know, you go to like a little downtown area or something. It smells funny. New Orleans smells like urine, actually, if you didn't know. In downtown, like the French Quarter. And then you see that and it's like, okay, you know, it's nice seeing other places and it's nice visiting people and that's all fun. But about a week of traffic, about a week of just being out in a bunch of crowds of different people. And it's like, I'm ready to be home. You know what I mean?
I'm glad that you feel that way because it could have been opposite because you are from a busier place and grew up in a busier place. So,
well, you get to appreciate, right, when you're out here.
And I appreciate it so much more than I used to. I like could not imagine living anywhere else. And that's just, it's all about what you're used to, you know, or what you want to be used to.
Yeah, or what you can adapt to,
can adapt to, because you had to adapt and... Yeah. I mean, maybe I could have adapted to the city if I needed to. I mean, I maybe probably could have, but I'm so happy that I got to have this quiet property.
Well, and that, you know, and it is a double-edged sword, right? Because if you're used to living in an apartment, for example, mm-hmm. right? Well, you don't got to worry about your lawn. Mm-hmm. You don't got to worry about plowing snow. You don't got to worry about fixing appliances or issues in your house. You can just call somebody.
Totally.
Or even if you did live in a house, just a modest house in a suburb or something, you know, it doesn't take you 3 hours to mow your lawn, right?
Yeah, it's
or you're close to everything, mm-hmm. right? You're close to all the stores, and
true.
So there is a give and take. But for us, this is what works for us. And honestly, the more I see on the news of stuff happening in cities, like in, you know, California or New York or, you know, any place that they get a lot of news coverage, it's like maybe it's nice to be secluded, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel. But
you know, one of my favorite things to do in the summer was mm-hmm. in the summer, fall.
When you lived in the city?
No, here.
Oh.
Is taking the golf cart and taking Arrow. And just, and you, you know, just driving around.
You can be on there, maybe.
No, but a lot of, well, the reason I'm saying that is because a lot of times I'd get home from work and it was, you know, I know Nicole's had Arrow all day, so I just want to watch Arrow for a while, you know, so she can get stuff done that she needs to get done. So I always say, hey, Arrow, you want to go on a golf cart, right? He's, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He just runs outside and sits in the golf cart and, you know, it's like, let's go sit down, Dada, sit down. And then, you know, just go drive and mm-hmm. just go drive around the property and go take a look at the pond and go play with the sticks and then go see the chickens mm-hmm. behind at your aunt's house. And yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, and until you have
and
that
it's
experience.
So simple. It's simple. It's like free. It's like.
Oh, yeah. And there is nothing like being in even in Orlando, when we go to Orlando, it's beautiful. Right? Mm-hmm. Go to the resort. We have a good time. But, you know, you land in Michigan and even in Detroit, you land in Michigan and still, you know, it's a different smell, right? But then when you start getting into the country and you put the windows down mm-hmm. and you get that fresh, crisp air,
yeah.
especially on like a cool fall day.
It's nothing like it.
And it's just, and you get all that. It's like, ah, oh, that's just, yeah, you know, feels
totally.
Nice.
Totally. Like, we got a new air purifier or whatever, and it tells you like how dirty the air is, and it's 98% to start. I'm like, yeah, we live in a pretty good area with good air, so
yeah,
we're just like thankful. But I'm so used to it that like not having that type of air really like really bugs me.
Yeah, like when the Canadian wildfires were hitting us over here, the smoke mm-hmm. was. Yeah, that was bad for a little bit. Couldn't go outside.
Yeah.
You know, crazy story about that. And I think I've told you before, but, when we lived in Italy, we lived in Sicily, Mount Etna at the time. That had to be, 2000, I don't know, early 2000s. Yeah. Well, Mount Etna erupted. And when it erupted, it wasn't like an explosion, right? But it was just constantly oozing out. I mean, it took a lot of homes out. Mm-hmm. It took out a whole ski resort and everything, but the ash from the volcano made everything. It looked like it was a black shower over all the towns. And so it was literally like people are walking around like with masks, mm-hmm. right? Because of the ashes mm-hmm. Were so thick, umbrellas because mm-hmm. it was falling. And your car, instead of being covered in snow, it was all just ash.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, and you saw this?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
You guys have any pictures or anything?
I'm sure we do, but that's like one of those, that's the other thing. So we experienced that, and then we experienced Hurricane Katrina, mm-hmm. right, in mm-hmm. Louisiana. But, you know, that those photos were, you know, a lot of that stuff mm-hmm. got washed away during the hurricane, unfortunately. A lot of baby books and all that stuff, and I think some of that stuff was in there. So, yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That is one thing that's hard. Like, you guys lost a lot of photos because it's hard to get any photos of you as, like,
and we used to take a lot of photos too. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of floppies. Like, my dad had, you know, where you put the whole floppy in the camera. Mm-hmm. Took a lot of photos that way, or just the old school albums. My mom had a mm-hmm. bunch of those, and yeah, it sucks to lose all that stuff. Yeah.
It does.
What other questions do you think?
Well, is there anything you want me to touch on? Like, anything important that I missed? Or I think I was just planning on, like, introducing your new job, hoping maybe you'll come back on, like, once every couple months. So I didn't.
Only if the listeners are interested in having me come back once a month. Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have anything else.
No, that's totally fine because it's already been an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some good insight from you and stuff. And I think, like, just hearing from you in general, because you are quieter on media, is good for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we can end with, what are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to anything coming up? Are you looking forward to the holiday? Or maybe,
you know, what's so weird?
Goals? Do you have any goals that you want to share?
I always have, like,
besides fitness,
bunch
goals.
Of different, you know, at this point, I don't even put them into the
universe.
No, not the universe. I don't tell other people.
Mm,
you I like just keep just, them to myself, right?
Yeah,
like
I
can put them on the universe, but mm-hmm. it's just for me. So, but what I was going to say is short term thing that I'm excited for, like mm-hmm. really excited for, is Kinder Music.
Yeah, cool.
With Arrow.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't know, and you can look it up, Kinder Music is like it's like a little class activity / fun thing mm-hmm. that you do with your kid. I think, what is the age? Like 2 to 1 to 7,
mm-hmm.
I think is the age range. And we've been going, me and Arrow, it's on Thursdays. And yeah, she has like little games, songs, like mm-hmm. she'll give you a little instrument. Oh, we sit in a circle mm-hmm. and everybody shows your animal. We share, we lay down on the blankets and play with lights. We dance
mm-hmm.
and Arrow loves it so, so much. So just being able to enjoy that with him,
mm-hmm.
I enjoy that so much. It's awesome.
That's so sweet. And you also am kind of doing like a soccer league.
Yeah. So for years, I mean, ever since we moved here, I told Nicole, you know, everywhere I was at, I always played in an adult soccer league. And now I haven't, you know, living here, I wasn't able to do that. And last year I finally got the courage to, you know what, I'm going to make a Facebook group, and they have an indoor facility here that they use for like football and stuff. And I'm going to reach out to them and see if they'd be interested in having me set up, you know, maybe some type of drop in.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked, and I did it. You know, I started it last January, and we ran all the way, I think, to March. And then this year I started it this month and got, you know, a good bit of people the first time. Our next one is tomorrow, actually. It's really exciting. I tear up my body. I'm not the same. I'm not as fast and I'm not as agile as I used to be. And you might look at me out there and be like, oh, yeah, you still got it. Yeah, but then immediately after, I'm in like so much pain. Like after I finish this.
And I don't want to hear about it because he's like, oh, I can't move. I'm
and
like,
she's like, you did it to yourself. And I'm like, oh, come on. But it, like, I have so much fun. So it's so worth it. But then afterwards I like sit down, like even at the facility, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to get up eventually and get out of here. So, but yeah,
I'm glad that you found that, like, or you kind of created it. Because you are missing that. So I feel like you're good at creating what you need if it's not here for you.
Yeah.
You know, like
being vulnerable.
Yeah.
That could have been a flop. I was scared of going out there the first day and nobody showing up. But if you build it, they will come.
Yeah. That's awesome. I didn't know that you felt like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a weird or normal.
Oh, okay.
Weird.
Or
normal. Is it weird to pick the gunk out of your dog's eyes.
Oh my gosh. Why are you talking about this? You see me do it all the time.
It's all, and I'm like, that is so weird.
I am like obsessed with doing it.
So Paris,
I can't believe you brought this up.
So Beyonce's, if you guys know Paris and Beyonce, those are Nicole's and our dogs. And they're small dogs and they're from the same litter. Beyonce's a little bit bigger and she acts more like the motherly one. She seems to be more aware and attentive to what's going on. And like if Nicole's crying, she'll go over there and lay down with Nicole. Paris won't do that.
Yeah, she's emotional.
Paris is like, she's a smaller one. She's like the run of the litter. She acts.
We're almost done, boo-boo.
We're almost done, bud.
Here, come sit on my lap for a minute. Dad's just talking about the puppies.
Well, that's Arrow, everybody.
It's okay. We're almost done.
So Beyonce will lick Paris's eyes and clean them out. So then Nicole takes it upon herself to clean Beyonce's eyes because who's going to clean it for them? I just always thought that was weird.
And you just always saw me do it and never.
Well, she just picks it. It's not like she washes the dog and scrubs her eye. No, she'll just periodically throughout the day, you see her pick Beyonce up and start just picking at her eye. And it's like, well, that's kind of weird. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that's weird or normal?
I know all my friends think it's weird because I notice them like look at me when I do it. I do it like a million times a day. I will say that it's like my comfort is like.
I guess it's better that way than letting it all build up, but.
I also
still.
Do it. I'll do it for like other people.
Sometimes she'll eat it.
Shut up. Oh my gosh. That's disgusting. No, but I do clean my dog's eyes. Big deal.
And as I'm saying that, Beyonce's staring at me. But anyway.
Anyways, thanks so much for joining us, Victor, on this episode. And maybe we'll have you back next month. And my mom will be the one to interview you. yeah. So thank you guys, listeners, for joining in. And
please don't forget to
rate, review, and subscribe.
At Coco Caliente Pod on Instagram. And
we don't have Twitter anymore.
No, that's right. We don't have Twitter anymore.
Just leave us good reviews on the podcast app.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you want back in on this.
I'm okay. It's just a little nostalgic.
Just kidding. All right. See you later.
Bye, guys.